Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray and Brad Williams with the About Last Night podcast. Another special episode.
Fun one today, man.
I think all our episodes are special, but
they are.
This one, you know, we keep having diverse people on from all spectrums of the entertainment field.
Sure.
And today is no exception. We had the legendary Steve-O.
Steve-O.
You may know him from Jackass
and Wild Boys and now doing stand-up comedy all across
Killer
the country.
Killer Karaoke.
You're right. Killer Karaoke. Yeah, that show
we
too.
We didn't talk about karaoke, which we should have because I'm a karaoke.
But, like, we have a blueprint. We usually make notes and say, like, all right, let's talk to this guest about this.
Yeah, we did extensive research. Like, and there's quite a bit of material out there to field questions from. Obviously, like, you know, the amount of stunts he's done, how he got into it, like the whole run of Jackass.
Right.
Becoming sober.
Being in clown college. And then Steve-O comes in, and we just start going, and we just kind of threw away the playbook.
In about last night fashion, where we just, you know, we kind of throw the map out the window, and it's Tangent City.
Sure, and it ended abruptly, so we want to start at the beginning and plug all of Steve-O's stuff and all of our stuff as well. So make sure you follow Steve-O on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, his website, steveo.com, S-T-E-V-E, the letter O.com. He has dates coming up November 7th through the 10th. Steve-O will be at Wise Guys in West Valley, Utah. I've been to that club. It's awesome. And November 16th, he'll be at the Tampa Convention Center.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome.
Dude's kicking ass.
All his tour dates are on steveo.com. His Twitter is at steveo. Follow him on there. Tweet at him that you loved him on the podcast, because there's no doubt that you will. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. All my dates and videos on adamraytv.com. I will be at the St. Louis Funny Bone October 31st through November 3rd. I will be at Laughs Comedy Club in Bloomington, Illinois, November 14th through the 16th. And at the Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington, November 21st through the 23rd, and
nice,
and some colleges in between there in Wyoming and Iowa. So
there you go.
If you live in Wyoming, stop pushing the cows
and stop tipping them over
and drinking Bush Light. What happens in Wyoming? God,
it's so funny you mentioned Bush Light. I just tried it for the first time last week, and I never thought there would be a beer where I would go, wow, Bud Light is so flavorful.
Oh, Jesus. That's their slogan, by the way. And Bud Light's slogan is, we're not Bush Light.
We're not Bush Light.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Follow me on Twitter, at FunnyBrad. My website is bradwilliamscomedy.com. My upcoming dates, November 8th and 9th, I will be at the Madhouse Comedy Club in San Diego, California. And November 10th, I'll be at the Broncos Chargers game if you see me there. Yeah, go nuts there. November 14th through the 17th, I'll be at the Comedy Works in downtown in Denver, Colorado. Easily my favorite club in the country. Love that. And come out there. And then November 21st through the 24th, I'll be at the Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia. Love the fact that you guys keep coming out. And at all of our shows, you keep saying we love the About Last Night podcast.
More and more people. It's so dope. And subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher and rate it. Give us give us some 5 stars. Give us some comments because we like to hear. Also, you know, shit. It's like we love doing it, but it's having input from you guys. And if there's shit you want to hear, what you like and don't like, you know,
let us know. And one more special thing I got to plug. My buddy Adam.
You got to plug your buddy.
Yeah. Adam was in The Heat, which is now available on DVD.
Yeah.
You can
and
go
Blu-ray.
And Blu-ray, so you can go pick that up.
I did the bloopers. I did the DVD commentary.
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole bunch of extra me.
So I'm really jealous of you being in a movie.
Right.
So I hope to be in a movie.
You will be.
So we're working on that right now. My buddy Christopher Titus called me up. Very funny comedian. Had this show, Titus. Numerous Comedy Central specials.
Yep.
Norman Rockwell is Bleeding is one of my favorite of all time. Great comic. He wrote this movie called Special Unit. Special Unit is about a unit of cops that all have disabilities. So you got cops in wheelchairs, you got dwarf cops, you got cerebral palsy cops, you got all that. And he wrote it.
Is it called Cerebral Palsy Cops? Because that's a fucking amazing title.
It's called Special Unit, but this is something that we're doing. We're taking a tip from Adam Carolla's playbook, and we're trying to fund it ourselves and fund it with our fans. So if you want to see me in a movie called Special Unit with Chris Titus, who is a comedic genius, go to fundanything.com. Type in Special Unit or Titus and click on Special Unit movie and donate what you can. Based on what you donate, there's prizes for you. You can get signed scripts. You can get to be in the movie based on how much you donate. So I'll be playing a henchman. I'll be playing a bad guy.
Ooh.
So
I think you make a good bad. Hey, I was a bad guy.
Exactly.
Wow.
I'm just riding your coattails, buddy. So please go to fundanything.com, donate to the movie. I would love for this thing to be made because I'm tired of playing fucking elves. I hate that
shit. Yo, that's going to be not this next coming comedy album because you already have that title, but
right.
The next one's going to be I'm tired of playing fucking elves.
I'm tired of playing fucking elves. I don't want to be an elf. I want to be a henchman.
Donate to happen.
Donate to the movie, fundanything.com. But for now, please enjoy the wild and craziness from our own personal friend and jackass,
oh, yeah.
Steve-O.
What, this email you're about to read?
Well, no. Just let me know when we start. And obviously, this hilarious email is going to be like the fucking like least entertaining thing, so we might as well start with that.
Yeah, we might as well. All right, go ahead and read it. Yeah, we're going.
Okay,
yeah.
We're going. I'm Steve-O. And,
you want to hug that mic?
It's for an actual purpose that I have here. I've got a YouTube channel that I just started 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's dope, by the way. I was watching some of the videos last night.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I'm not fucking around on there.
The bloody, when you cover yourself in blood and you just start laying around, dude, fucking some of those people. And only a couple stopped to, like, help.
Well, yeah, you know, there was, like, a lot of people got, like too upset for it to actually be fun to watch, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of, like, crying or something, like...
Well, not quite like that, but yeah.
Did everyone, like, praying over you?
Dude, it's just so crazy, man. Like, I've gotten, in 3 weeks, like... 622,000 subscribers to my YouTube channel, which is just
no shit.
Bananas.
Like that's got to be borderline unprecedented.
people like you, dude.
It's fucking crazy,
and it's only growing. I'm sure.
You know the blood video we're talking about. I mean, it's the equivalent of a fucking fraudulent 911 call. You
right.
know, I mean,
exactly.
I'm laying face down in the fucking concrete covered in blood.
Yeah.
Cops come to the hotel, a gang of cops, and they got two fire trucks with them, you know, like, and they're just like, hey, man, it just would have been nice if you let us know. I mean, that's all on the
video.
That's
all they did. Yeah, I saw that at the end.
It would have been nice if you let us know, you know, we got two fire trucks outside. We're like throwing away a lot of money over here.
I feel like that's all they didn't reprimand you, or they just kind of like, hey, man, not fucking, hey, maybe don't pour blood on yourself. Like, that's kind of like.
Right. Like, it was really something. And the fact that that's fine on YouTube, there was no problem with the video. Where Pontius breaks a fully legit beer bottle over my head, which I was just
terrified. That was my next question, dude.
I was terrified to do that.
You looked out of all the shit that I've seen, and I mean, you've done some fucking banana shit, but like your face as you were getting ready for it, and then you're actually when you verbalize how scared you are about something, which
right.
I feel like you haven't done in a lot of your shit. You're just like when you snorted
right.
like a line of wasabi and shit, you were just like, I'm gonna fucking do this, and
sure.
you put yourself on
you
board.
Stapled your nutsack to your leg, and your thought was, this is gonna be cool,
yeah. right. but with a right. bottle, dude, like, why was the fear?
Well, I mean, if anybody's like a super diehard Steve-O fan, then maybe they saw this DVD I put out over 10 years ago, and there's a scene in it where this guy asked me to break a beer bottle over his head, and I obliged him. It took me 3 tries. I was like, donk. And that you know, if you try to be nice about it, that's like the worst thing
right,
to
do. Right, because then you just ease up.
Yeah,
and then
the worst thing
it doesn't
do
break.
Is be nice about it.
Yeah.
So I tried it one time, it didn't break. I tried it a second time, it didn't break. And then I broke it on the third time.
Yeah.
This guy took off his hat. He just had this egg on his head. It was just so fucked up. And I remember at the time thinking, there's no way I would let someone do that to me. There's
yeah.
no way.
Yeah, yeah.
So even at my absolute fucking craziest, like right mm-hmm. starting out, when I was just ready to do anything, I was not down to let that happen,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
to me. And then here it's like, all right, well, fuck, you know, now I got to you got to always be doing more.
Sure.
And so it was my first.
You're constantly telling yourself that, yeah? Like, I got to go bigger.
Sure,
like...
yeah. I mean, or different, you know?
Yeah.
You got to.
Sometimes different is bigger just by...
You're right, right. Just fresh.
Doing something
be,
that... Like,
now, if it's going to be something you've done before, it's got to be bigger. And if it's you know, not, then it's got
to
be awesome.
And what's bigger to you? Something that just is that it creates genuine fear in you? Like going... When
I mean,
you have
I don't know. It's, yeah. It doesn't... I mean, that's A lane. You know, you don't always be doing that.
You do know you have money now, right?
You don't have to kill yourself.
Right. There's no fucking problem with demonstrating how to break... completely real beer bottles on your head.
Right.
But then, like, I go and I take a condom and I put...
I saw that. You put fucking...
I put liquid fabric softener in the condom. So it just looks like jizz.
Yeah, dude, it looks like jizz.
And that gets... You know, I'm, like, just trying to promote... Like, heaven forbid you should go out and promote safe sex,
yeah,
you know?
Dude, yeah. So, like, was that really your goal with that?
Well, I mean, I say at the beginning it's about promoting safe sex. Sure. And I got to show a condom and it's just... And that got age-restricted.
And really?
Then I put up this video that got taken down. I got a strike, you know, which is like really bad.
A YouTube strike.
I got a YouTube strike for doing a bar trick with a dime and then swallowing the dime. Like the bar trick is like to you know, get the dime into this ramekin container. Mm-hmm. And it's a fucking super cool trick.
Yeah.
And then once I get it in the container and then I swallow it. And then I go and I get an x-ray and you can see the dime in my body. And then I'm back in my pad, and I'm like, all right, well, now the trick is I got to get the dime back into the ramekin with my hands behind my back. And so,
I guess you got to poop it out.
Yeah, so I
this stone brought to you by weed.
So I take a dump on my kitchen floor, you know.
As
and
you do.
I blurred it coming out. It was right in the ramekin. And then once it stopped coming out, just laying there, I just showed it, you know. And apparently that violates YouTube's shocking and disgusting policy. Just a piece of poo laying on the kitchen floor. You know? It was even on a doggy potty pad. You covered every base.
You were being sanitary.
Right.
Yeah, you were telling people if you're going to crap.
There are fights of homeless people kicking kids in the face.
I know.
And you can't show a little bit of poo?
I can't show a piece of poo. And it's like really fucking upsetting for me because like, you know, I mean... 622. That's where I'm at right now. 622,000 subscribers.
Dude,
I mean,
that's fucking nuts.
I'll probably crack a million in a couple weeks, and I don't.
What are you gonna do? There's a video you're gonna have to celebration.
Yeah, for 1 million.
I don't want to fucking. What if you? Get my what account if you deleted? I don't want to fucking get my account deleted. But I also don't want to be like super fucking conservative.
Because people expect something from you.
Right.
Now.
Here's what to do.
So I got a YouTube channel manager, who works at YouTube. While I was walking over here, I put together this email. You know
that you sent to the YouTube manager.
An agent from one of the big agencies in town introduced me by email. So I thanked the agent's assistant, I guess. And then here's this lady. And I thank the one and hello, nice to meet you to the other. I have three questions at the moment. This is the most hilarious email. One, I'm not sure if you were able to see the Poo Dime Steve-O video that I posted, which was taken down, but I wanted to know if I could be 100% safe in reposting it if I carefully blur all of the poo.
Boy, a sentence you never thought you'd write.
Two, I have seen numerous videos in which people get shot by CO2-powered BB guns, which leads me to believe that this is safe to post. Tomorrow, I will be having a famous rapper drawing a smiley face on my butt cheek with a... with a CO2-powered BB gun.
Holy shit.
Holy God.
I will be more than careful not to expose even my butt crack, but because that's not cool in the hip-hop community.
Let's be honest. Right. Yeah. Shooting a smiley face, we're cool with that. Yeah. But, like, actually exposing it.
Cover the crack.
You got to keep your street cred, Steve-O.
Right. But the BBs will be fired at close range, and close-up shots will reveal them becoming lodged in the skin, and there is sure to be a small amount of blood. Maybe a lot.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Because I bought the BB gun today, I fired it into a fucking wooden coffee table, and just
imagine the damage.
Right through.
It's capable of.
Oh, my God. Right through.
How many times are BB guns also hitting butt cheeks?
And how many BBs comprise a smiley face? I got two for the eyes, and then at least five for the
So you're taking
mouth.
At least seven hits.
At least seven hits, yeah. Jesus.
Probably more. Oh,
and,
my God.
Right, I mean, there's always a nose to consider, you know. But, and then at the end,
you would make a great snowman. I feel like
right. And then the question is at the end when I smear the tattoo ink over it. Well, I have a tattoo of a smiley face, you know. It's like, I gotta have multiple.
It's a great idea. Yeah,
multiple layers.
Totally.
So you're gonna get a tattoo.
The rapper's Machine Gun Kelly, and I think it's
oh my God.
For awesome. The day, it's gonna be BB Gun Kelly.
So are you going to get a tattoo of the smiley face then on your ass?
Well, nah, the BBs will leave fucking like gaping holes in my butt cheek. And then, you know, like, for example, right here, I on the Howard Stern show, I carved an upside down cross with a butcher knife.
Okay.
And then I smeared ink over that. It worked great. You know,
What did Stern say when you did that? He's like, oh, my God, look what you're doing to yourself.
It was kind of a different Howard Stern back then, you know? He was always, I don't know, like always freaked out. And like, no, don't do it, don't do
it. For real?
But it was great for, you know, he had the TV show and everything.
Was that when, like, Jackass was first hitting?
And I don't know that it's a different Howard Stern. Maybe it's a different me. Who knows? But,
well,
you know, there's
probably a little bit of both.
Yeah.
And in addition to this YouTube channel, Steve-O, is right. – I go around the country, and you're now doing stand-up, and every club I go to has just the nicest things to say about you.
Well, thanks, man. Because,
like, you see your videos, and I've watched, like, Steve-O the early years, and they have you, like you're blowing snot rockets by pools and just pissing guys off, and Chris Pontius gives an interview where he's like, when I first met him, I really wanted to kill that guy.
Right.
But now it's like everyone's saying you're a damn sweetheart.
Well, thank you, man, and thank you on many levels for that. Can I just hit click send?
Can I get shot in the ass?
BB gun, BB gun, butt cheeks. Was that the subject of the email?
Yeah, like no, I was replying to the introductory email. But yeah, thank you for even fucking having seen those old videos, man. I love that, and thank you for the compliment too. I guess you know how can you possibly not be super nice when, you know, like when we're in this situation, we're so blessed to be able to go around, fucking get on stage, have people, you know, have fans come out, congregate to come give us the attention that we need so badly, you know, like, and it's just get paid for it, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, that's got to be great. Like the amount of fans that you've accumulated at this point, and now to have another avenue for them to come see you.
Right.
Like,
I mean, I've been kind of grinding out, you know, like,
you're road dog now.
Major. And, I mean, shit, the first time I did stand-up was over 7 years ago, and I just dabbled in it here and there. I've been really on tour consistently for 3 years now, and I feel like I'm – I mean, people still don't necessarily know I'm doing stand-up. But,
right.
But at this point, like – and it's douchey to say this, but I really – I'm getting somewhere where I'm so fucking confident in what I'm doing.
That's
a
huge part of it, dude.
You know, I'm so confident in my material. I'm so confident in just everything about it. And I feel like I'm just I'm there. You know?
Isn't it crazy to kind of and that's awesome, by the way, because that's a huge part of stand up is like getting to a point to where you're trusting what you're doing up there, because the audience
sure.
watches you and they want to feel like that they're safe,
right?
That you know what you're doing, and they are.
This Thursday, I'm hosting Access TV.
All right,
Gotham.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Oh my God,
I'll watch that show.
Oh, dude, cool,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, I'll be hosting on Thursday night. I have this new bit I'm doing about dick pics, and I'm asking all the chicks in the crowd to clap if they've ever been sent a dick pic before.
That's great.
Man, and I'm sure they all
clap.
Oh,
dude, it's crazy. Like, yeah. Like how fucking prevalent cock photography is in the
cock photography. I think they're playing,
like,
at the Troubadour on Saturday.
How many fucking chicks get dick pics is unbelievable. And
yeah.
And that, like, so the next question is, okay, well, if you have a dick pic, like, can you bring it to the stage? I'm just praying that I get, because it's routine. I get a dick pic handed to me while I'm on stage. I hold up to the crowd. So
hilarious.
Can I hold up a fucking raging bear boner directly to the TV camera on live on stage?
Amazing, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. Amazing. Oh, yeah. Oh, because it is live.
Right,
you're right.
It's completely live.
Right.
They can't cut anything.
And Access TV themselves have been tweeting out, hey, so Steve-O's hosting. Like, what do you think is the over-under on him getting us an FCC fine?
Oh, so they're expecting it, dude.
I wonder how, like... Like, because they seem to be, like, really, like, egging me on, you know? And I'll have, like, at least 7 holes in my ass cheek. I can start.
You're going to have to show that.
I can show my new buttholes.
Buttholes, plural, did you just say? Steve-O's going to be like Wile E. Coyote when he gets shot like 27 times, and then he drinks a glass of water and it all just comes out different holes.
Yeah,
that's you're like the human Wile E. Coyote, dude.
Right.
What a great fountain idea.
And then there's the
a statue of you with all these holes, and like the water's just
right.
coming out of different parts of your ass.
That is a great idea. Yeah.
The human fountain. I think we're fueling his creativity now.
Yeah. I wonder if There's going to be such a great buttholes joke in that video. I'm so glad that I worked that out because I'm shooting that tomorrow.
Oh, great.
I'm shooting that tomorrow.
you're getting shot tomorrow, dude.
Right.
Now, how is your mindset before these stunts? I mean, I know you've done obviously crazy stuff your entire life. Like, this didn't just start with Jackass. You were doing this stuff.
No. This... I mean, again, I mean, it's the same thing that drives me to do stand-up. It's the same. It's all the same. It's just I'm an attention whore, and I think that we're all the same way.
But what's crazy is that, like, to talk about, like, your confidence, like, you had no problem walking under an elephant and letting it shit and piss on you.
Right.
But isn't it crazy to think that, like, to get a new stand, like, your confidence for that was out the window. But to get up on and to tell jokes is a completely different beast. You would think that it's like, I put a fucking fish hook through my lip. So getting on stage shouldn't be a problem, but it's a completely different beast, and it's great that
you've... It is. And initially, you just gave me the idea, too, to, like, to get rights from MTV, which I could reasonably do.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, can you guys just sign off on the elephant boots so I can try and post that on YouTube?
Dude, you for sure post that. I saw that in one of the...
You know, I wonder if they'd have a problem with that, if it's just human poo that's upsetting to them.
That's a great idea.
Maybe that's what you do, is you line up a bunch of different animal craps and just see which one they force you to blur.
It's like the, it's like the Coke Pepsi challenge.
Right.
It's an animal shit challenge.
I don't know. All I know is I want to be as gnarly as possible, and I don't want to.
Yo, what was that like, though, walking underneath the elephant? Because, like, that's not a lot of the stunts made people throw up on cue.
I actually got in deep trouble on the set that day because there I was. And, like, I mean, standard issue whenever we're in a situation where we're covered in poo. You know, the first thing that you do is you jump up and you run around trying to give your bros a poo hug, you know?
Standard issue.
And it's like, it was like a really special opportunity to be able to, I mean, fuck, dude, that's like one of the more dangerous things probably. I mean, with Wild Boys, life was on the line on, like, regularly. I mean, we're fucking around with big cats. I mean, lions, tigers, bears.
Oh, my.
And
animals,
elephant had to do is just decide on sitting down.
Dude, totally, man. Right? Did you even think about that?
I mean, I can't even remember that. Well, it was so long ago, but fuck, man. Like,
you have to put the fear of death out of your head, right? And just kind of, like, jump on board.
Well, I mean, it's just
this is the rush that gets you off on it?
The need for footage, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it was all just fun at the time. But, but yeah, at that moment, so there I am. I'm being pooed and peed, and I almost, I guess just jeopardized. Like, in the moment, I ran out from underneath the elephant and tackled the director, Jeff Tremaine.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, you just fucked up the bit, dude. And I was like, getting silent treatment a little bit, you know?
Yeah, but you were like, I feel like.
And of course, that wound up in the fucking edit, and it was great, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, there's.
Are, like, standards and practices saying you can get pooed on because you're willing to do it, but then if you hug someone that it's
well, no,
not
no, no,
willing?
That wasn't the question. It was just there was that moment, and, like, maybe I cut the moment short, and it wasn't a question of whether, like, you could show a poo hug. You can always show a poo hug. I don't know why MTV is so much fucking more laid back about poo than YouTube is, man.
Is that crazy?
It's really upsetting to me. Yeah. It's really upsetting.
These are questions that enter Steve-O's brain.
I don't have a lot of fucking ideas that aren't strike-worthy.
Sure. I was just going to say, yeah. Yeah.
Now,
I have, like, one idea where I'm thinking that I can actually make a really fucking funny video giving my dogs voices, like, voiceovers. They just already do, like, enough shit that's, like, hilarious.
Are these rescue dogs that you got?
Yeah. I have two rescue dogs, yeah. Like, and, I mean, I don't even. I'm embarrassed to even admit that I'm thinking about making a fucking video of my dogs, like, with voices. But
yeah, but anyone who smokes pot thinks their dogs talk.
Exactly.
So this is everyone can relate.
I think I can do it, man. I think I can make a rad video.
What are the voices you're thinking of giving them?
They won't be mine, man.
Yeah, but, like,
I'm annoying enough to listen to it.
Like a Morgan Freeman impersonator, or like.
Nah, my Bernie will be a girl's voice.
Nice.
Okay. So.
And I don't know about Walter.
I tried to tell my owner that he should not be pooed on. I tried to tell him that. I wish I could tell you.
I try to tell my dad, Dad, people don't really want to see poo, Dad. It's not just YouTube, Dad.
Yo, speaking of pot, you're clean now.
Yeah, I haven't smoked.
How long have you been sober now?
5.5 years.
That's amazing.
There we go. Good job.
And your dogs, man. I'd rather your dogs.
When I say how long I've been sober and people clap, it seems weird to me. You know? And
what?
I'll even say, like, would you clap for a diabetic who said he hadn't had sugar in a while?
That's funny.
Like, I just can't have it. You know?
Right. Well, but then it's more of a clapping for an acknowledgement.
Well, yeah, for sure. You know what I mean? And I appreciate that.
Because there's a lot of people that don't acknowledge the fact that they have the problem, right. And then they never get better. So it's like,
I appreciate it.
And I think taking the accolades of people acknowledging it makes you, it's probably a nice little reminder to go, yeah, fuck yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I used to do material around, you know, my downward spiral in sobriety and stuff, and it always went pretty well. And then at a certain point, I decided, man, I don't want to harp on and on about I'm Mr. Clean and Sober anymore.
Sure.
But more recently, I find myself putting that stuff back in.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of funny.
Because you're probably...
Especially now that, it's so funny. Like, this new joke, and I just came up with it and started it when I was in Tacoma over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about, I learned how to live clean and sober one day at a time. Now it seems that, I've got serious problems with sex addiction, problems which I'm addressing one tomorrow at a time.
About your sex addiction, Steve-O.
Right.
I was just at Deja Vu Comedy Club in Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, you just were. You're returning, too, because I heard a story about you when I was there.
Now, you had been there the week before me or a week or two before me. And the stories of you were pretty legendary, my friend. Well done.
I don't know that they're going to be 100% true, but...
Am I allowed to say what I heard?
Say away, man. I don't care.
Okay. They told me you were there for, I think, 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They said Thursday, one girl, Friday, three girls, and Saturday, two girls.
Oh, yeah? Nah, I don't think that's true at all.
Okay.
I think that the first night... I had three girls.
Oh, wow. The first night you had three girls. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry I got it wrong.
Yeah, get your facts straight,
bro. But it wasn't I had three girls in that VIP room.
Okay.
And we put a t-shirt over the camera, which you didn't.
Yeah, which I didn't. We'll get back to that story in a second.
But I was actually really trying to I'm trying to learn how to not be sexually fucking crazy all the time, and the three girls I had in the VIP room, fuck, they were giving me lap dances. They were kind of not really super slutty chicks, but they were kind of fooling around. I did make out with all three chicks at the same time, but that was it. I never even got my wiener.
Okay.
I never even got my wiener out. Then on the second night,
can you watch your mouth on the podcast, please? Easy with
the
W.
We don't say wiener here on this podcast.
But
do you have more poo stories? No.
then on the second night, this one waitress that works at the bar, at the comedy club.
Okay.
You know, I'm leaving. I'm thinking, wow, I did really good. You know, I still haven't acted out, and that's what I intended to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is great. And
what's acting out for sober Steve-O?
Well, just it's called anonymous sex.
For sure.
Gotcha.
So I'm okay, cool. And I'm getting into the fucking club owner's. That guy's hilarious, by the way.
Wife? Into the club owner's wife? What's the word you're searching for here?
Getting into his car. Me and Preston Lacey. Too. Yeah. Preston Lacey was doing stand-up with me.
Nice.
Preston's doing stand-up now?
Yeah, it was his third time ever doing it.
Shit.
And really, it was his first time.
Wow.
And it was great. So. He was on stage with me for the whole show and everything too. We were kind of tag teaming. God, he drops zingers, man. It was great, man. But in any case, so I'm getting in. The club owner's right there. We're getting into his car, mm-hmm. And this cocktail waitress. Hey, what are you doing now? I said, I don't know. You want to hang out? And I'm like,
laser on the table.
You want to hang out? And I'm thinking no, and I said yes.
Well, it's so hard to say no when you're looking at the girl when would I ever, why should I turn this down?
Right.
I'm like, guys, she's beautiful. She's right here.
Right.
She says this is what's going to happen.
Right. So she's,
you're a single guy.
So
why not?
Like, she says, you want to hang out? I'm like, yes. And then she's like, okay, cool. Well, just ride with me. And I'm like, that's your boss right there in plain view. Aren't you gonna get in trouble?
Yeah, this should be not condoned.
Because that's like the cardinal rule.
Comedy club owners don't like
club.
That. Yep.
Right.
You cannot, like, if the clubs find out that their wait staff fucked a comic, they're fired.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Standard issue.
Sure.
This is not the case in Columbia, Missouri. And I'll tell you why. The club owner
encouraged.
It's totally encouraged.
Yeah.
The club owner even said, "Hey, we're in a market that doesn't have a major fucking airport. There's no fucking direct flights from anywhere for anybody. Mm-hmm. You have to like." It's so inconvenient to
you gotta
like
fly to Kansas City. You gotta fly to St. Louis.
I flew to Chicago.
Holy shit!
I flew to Chicago, doubled back, fucking hundreds of miles.
Jesus.
And it's such a fucking unholy pain in the ass to get to Columbia, Missouri. That like he says, it can be tough to get comics to come here. So I like to throw in some pussy into the deal.
Wow, dude.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I like to let it be understood that pussy is included in the deal.
Dude, that's like if Willy Wonka's factory was like in fucking Bakersfield. He's like, look, I know it's all the way out here, but Oompa Loompas will suck your dick. Like, just come out, please. Just come. I know we don't have much. We only got a couple candy bars.
Oh, my God. So he said. She says, "No, I will not get in trouble." I mean, I didn't understand that was the case at that.
You think you were being set up?
Well, no. Yeah. I was like, "Aren't you going to get in trouble?" She's like, "No, I absolutely will not." And mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh, okay, all right." So I walk over to the club owner, and I'm like, "Hey, I guess I'm going to ride with this chick."
Mm-hmm.
Club owner, blatantly, fucking straight up. He says, "Hey, I just want you to know that girl." Has mm-hmm. had sex with at least 80%
in front of her?
No. She was a little bit over by her car.
Okay.
He says she has had sex with at least 80%. Maybe he didn't say at least. He said she has had sex with 80%.
He was very definite about that figure.
80%.
Right.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That says 4 out of 5.
Which means she only hasn't fucked Brad Garrett
and Lisa Lampanelli.
And Lisa Lampanelli.
John Panette.
That's it.
Yeah, that's about it.
80% of the comics that have come through the club have had sex with her, and she does not believe in condoms. She does not believe in condoms.
She doesn't think they exist, or she just doesn't.
He said, and we're having this conversation. Like, and I mean, everything is just. This is what he says. 80%, and she doesn't believe in condoms. He says, you'll be hooking up with her. You'll go to pull out a condom, and she'll say, "Oh no, I don't like them, or I don't believe in them." Mm-hmm. He says, "I'm telling you to wear a condom."
Put on two.
Yeah.
I love that. That's her boss.
Yeah,
I love
that's
that.
That's the club owner.
Yeah, and he's a really cool guy.
He's the coolest. He's the fucking coolest guy, and he's so good at hiring chicks, man. Really,
he does.
Now, do you think there's any piece like the sit? Because Brad is a little bit of a novelty, and there's been shows where women come to the show because they go, "I'm fucking a dwarf tonight." So my question is, are there girls that come to your shows now that go, "Hey, fucking, you know what? You drank bong water once, and that turns me on. I want to fuck."
They don't care. They don't care if what you're.
But do you think some of the shit you've done is like a crazy fetish turn on to some of those?
They don't give a fuck, man. Like, right. As long as you're on TV, they really just don't give a fuck.
There you go.
I used to do a joke. I don't even do it anymore. They say, there are women out there who, if they've seen you on TV, they turn into fucking baseball vendors, "Pussy over here." "Got your pussy over here."
"Pussy here." "What pussy over there?" "Throw the pussy across."
Yeah. And they don't give a fuck if you're fucking the guy from the Subway commercials, Jared.
Wow.
They don't give a fuck. As long as you're on TV.
Do you think he's cleaning up?
Fuck.
Do you think Jared from Subway's cleaning up?
I don't know.
I hope so.
I had all these fucking Jared jokes. I'm like, dude.
Oh,
fucking,
sure. For the foot long?
Yeah, he's
he's got all these Subway puns.
He's fucking.
You want a meatball? You want to in some tuna?
Yeah, he's fucking every single day. He's fucking parking in the pink or whatever. He's like plugging into the meat socket. Every day he piles his 6-inch meatball into somebody's fucking cold cut combo.
There you go. There you go.
Whether he's at Subway or not, he's fucking, you know.
That's
oh my
great.
God. Whether he's at Subway or not, he's eating fresh.
Hilarious.
Or so he hopes.
Yeah.
Yo, how did you, I know that like the what got your name out there in the skate community, which I think is what started probably your whole stunt career, was when your head got lit on fire.
Hold on, let me finish the fucking Columbia
yeah,
story.
First, okay, yeah, first. Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
Mean, the good news was, like, the good news is I didn't even fuck her, you know, like.
Good.
Yeah,
that
man,
is good. That's a great. That's a great.
Well,
ending.
I mean, like
heavy
yeah.
petting.
Yeah, but the thing was, as soon as I got in the car, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the most unbelievable shit.
Her car's dirty.
I go from what the club owner just told me.
Right.
Now I get into her car, and you know the fucking first thing that comes out of this girl's mouth as she's driving to the hotel is, you know, I'm not some kind of groupie.
Wow.
You know,
they always
I'm not,
say that.
You know, I'm not, dude, if a chick says, this is a fucking rule. If a girl tells you that she's not
yeah.
a groupie,
yeah.
she's
yeah.
a fucking slut. She's,
yeah.
You
oh
know?
My God, I've never done this before.
Right.
Meanwhile, like she's opening the condom with her teeth. And, like, don't worry about this. I got it.
Like, right.
Or she's like, excuse me, like you get in the car. She's like, I need to clean off those condoms that are on the that I'm not going to use.
But I've never done this before.
Well, I mean,
lube?
There were no condoms to clean out of that fucking yeah. bitch's car. Now. Oh my God.
Was the car dirty?
Yeah, it was pretty gnarly. It was a pickup truck, and it was. But whatever. I mean, she was a sweet girl.
Sure,
I'm not,
sure.
I'm not mad at her.
No, no, no.
Like, I can't even remember if she. I can't even remember if she did. I think she did a pretty good blowjob. Like,
I'm sure she would be happy to hear that.
I
don't even
was,
know.
She was pretty talented. I think she was pretty talented. I don't remember being like.
Well, 80% of the combo, she's got to have some practice.
Sure.
Right. Right. But in any case, that was night number two.
Okay.
And night number three, I think I was just horrified with myself for having. Because it's one thing
night
to like,
one
it's one thing to be like, hey, I'm not gonna act out sexually, you know. I want to like it begin a course of training and treatment to become and therapy to become the kind of guy that like the love of my life would like deserve to be with, which I know
sure.
sounds fucking cheesy and I don't care. I don't care. Like
it's
I
fun.
I want to become the kind of guy that someone I would want to be with deserves to be with. You know,
totally.
Like I don't want to. You know, like at what age? I'm 40 shortly. You know, I'm 39 years old. I'm going to turn 40. Like, I mean, this is a whole new animal because like. You try and tell people like, oh, you know, at a certain point, you know, in your 40s and your 50s, running around trying to bone as many 19-year-old girls as possible is just pathetic, and it's a one-way fucking street to a lonely, miserable existence.
Yeah.
Most dudes won't agree with you.
Right.
Right.
Bullshit.
You go and try and tell dudes that you're working on not getting your dick sucked, and you're fucking, you know, you better be ready to brawl, you know?
Yeah, tell John Stamos that he's not doing it right.
Right. Right,
but no, it makes sense, and you're trying to make yourself a better person. So when that ideal woman does come
right.
along, you're good for her,
yeah, right, yeah. man? You know,
because
like,
you don't
want
to have to fix yourself as you're with her. You want to bring the best you to the situation,
right, yeah. man? And I don't know if in sobriety I've got a growing conscience, and I can't do shit that because like my whole pattern of like misleading girls to believe that I really care about them and. You know,
gets old after a while.
And then they get really like hooked in, you know, yep. they get totally hooked and they fall in love and then I exploit them and you know, and then I'm over it. And then I fucking blow them off, neglect them, abandon them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like the reality is that I know, I have no question in my mind that I am so afraid of being rejected and abandoned myself that I'm only even fucking with chicks that I know I can fucking do that to them first. I'm not even fucking with chicks that I think can hurt me because I'm so
right.
afraid to get hurt. And so at the end of the day, what that means is that I am not only not treating people the way that I want to be treated, I'm treating people specifically the way that I most fear being treated myself.
Wow.
Which is fucking, I mean, that is just like tantamount to the fucking worst possible karma you can come
sure.
up with. I am just routinely, I've been routinely putting together the shittiest karma that you can fucking. I'm not cool living that way. I mean, I'm not cool living that way, but I can't stop. You know, I'm like,
yeah.
fuck, I can't imagine life with it. I can't imagine life without it. Oh. And I've just been at a point where I'm like, fuck, and finally I'm really like, sing me, even I'm even talking about it. I don't even care, man.
Yeah,
like,
well,
right.
just like addiction, you don't. get over it and you don't start to be on that road to recovery until you acknowledge that that problem is out there. So the fact that you're even talking about it.
Right, and there's no like better way to gauge the severity of a problem and so you try to do something about it. You know, mm-hmm. Fuck, man, I had no idea how utterly powerless I really seemed to be, man. Like the point in Colombia, the fucking this crazy slut, you know? Like I'm just not even being like caution, dog, you might want to, but he's like, I am telling you. Like, I mean, we did a fucking a sketch movie like a number of years back, and it was mm-hmm. all like parodies and stuff. And I had this parody for a Trojan condom commercial, so it wouldn't be funny. And it came out as hilarious. Trojan brand high risk condoms. When you know that bitch has something. Like, wouldn't it be funny? If Trojan made the high risk one,
right?
when you know that bitch has something, because that was a fucking.
And it's just like a steel chastity thing you just put around your cock.
I mean, that's like the reality of the situation. I was so fucking so terrified of fucking like, I mean, like just. And, like, what am I doing? Why am I the whole time? Like, why? Cause that's why I can't remember if the blowjob was any good. Because mm-hmm. I'm sitting here thinking, like, what am I doing? I've been running through a fucking minefield for years, dude. Like, my luck sure. is going to run out.
Yeah, yeah.
What am I doing, you know? I couldn't even enjoy it. I have no idea if it was enjoyable or not. Cause it's, and, like, for a guy here, I'm saying I want to not fucking act out that way. And then I just cave in and act out that way in the most egregious of situations. It's fucked up. And so on the third night, to mm-hmm. finally answer the question, I was so horrified with my behavior the previous night that I mm-hmm. actually was just turned off to the idea of any chicks. And I made out with three chicks. I got a blowjob from one.
Yeah.
And I goose egged.
And you had some great shows.
I goose egged on the third night.
Okay. So, now I got the report. So that's good.
And power to him. I mean, you're never going to hear. I'll tell you the story they told me about you.
Oh, fire away.
Which I think is probably a little bit more. And this would have been from your.
This is.
I don't know how many times you were there.
I know. If it's a story, I think this is from like 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. It obviously wasn't the last time you were there.
No.
But so in any case, the VIP room, it's a green room VIP room. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's got a camera in it.
Yeah.
I put a t-shirt over.
Right.
Because I'd heard the story about you.
Here's my story.
what it was I think it was one chick. I can't remember.
Yeah,
I can't remember
one.
If it was one or two.
It was one.
You know, I mean, they might have said it was more than one, but I think it was just one. And he just said that the club owner said that he was just going about his business. He saw that you went in there, and he wasn't like he didn't want to like actually park down and watch like the
right.
whole time. He just kind of like, oh, okay, there he's going at it. So you're going at it on the screen. He's going about it, and like. But then, like, you know, then I come back and then it's just like he said the number of different positions.
Holy shit.
Just the number of different positions was staggering. The performance, he said that he himself felt so woefully inadequate seeing the performance. He's like the duration of this session and the number of different positions.
How many did he count?
He never threw out a number, but he's just like the fucking. It was the wildest. Fucking most just acrobatic, fucking fucked up.
Well,
you know,
I did throw a couple cartwheels in there for show.
Well, yeah, of course. Well, yeah,
as
the camera.
You do.
You're a performer.
Apparently, it was just a fucking staggering performance.
Wow. Like, and it was all captured.
Yeah,
he would have me believe that he wasn't like sitting there watching, but the way that he was describing being so fucking blown away by it, it's like.
Do you
on,
realize
dude,
the
you
hits,
there.
The YouTube hits that video would get if you posted that?
If YouTube would fucking show that shit,
we'll sprinkle a little poo over. There,
yeah, as long as I don't shit on her, I guess it's okay.
Okay,
yeah, it's fine. And then what happened there is I didn't know I was being filmed. I didn't know about the camera.
Yeah, you didn't know about it. Huh?
I come back.
That's even better because you weren't trying to perform.
No,
it wasn't like, oh, the bros are watching.
Although how great would that be if every now and then he just turned up and looked at the camera, and gave a little wink,
give a little wink.
It's not like a surreptitious camera. There's like it's pretty fucking blatant up there.
It's like in one of those teddy bears. Like how is it hidden?
No,
it's not hidden at all.
It's just there, but that's in the top corner of the room, and those titties were right in front of me, so I'm staring at those titties.
Right. If there was a fucking webcam on an Apple IIe,
yeah.
You know, like grossly oversized and really awkwardly fucking gray and large, that was it.
And we talk about how cool we talk about how cool the comedy club owner is. The next day, when I came into the comedy club, He looks at me. He says, "All right, Brad, I have to tell you something. After I tell you this, you're either gonna laugh and we're gonna be great friends, or you're never gonna want to talk to me again. But I do have to tell you this.
It's never fucking boring when it starts with that."
Oh yeah, I'm like, okay, well now you got my attention. Jesus. And he says, "You had some fun last night, didn't you?" I was like, "Yeah, I had a good time." He goes, "There's a camera in there. We got it on tape," and he gave me the tape.
So you have the tape of this incredible performance?
I have the tape.
Wow.
And because he said, "Don't worry, this is the only copy, and I'm giving it to you."
I hear Vimeo is pretty lax in our show.
They're posting anything these days.
Fine, why not?
You are gonna have to think for your millionth subscriber. I think, can I make a suggestion for the stunt?
Sure.
You see if Brad can fit inside your anus.
Let's do it.
And you see if he can climb up there. And then while he's up there, you see if he can, like, you know, shout something out from the inside. Some sort of catchphrase.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, they couldn't pay Wee Man enough.
Yeah.
That would be funny. Do you realize how much your friend has semi ruined my life? Oh my God.
You think that's I wonder, is it all bad, or is it...
No.
It's pros and cons.
He goes along with it.
And just so you know, Jason is a friend of mine.
Cool, man.
Yeah, we talk, and he's a great guy. But when I was starting out, and to this day, like, I can't walk through a damn airport or mall without someone going, "Wee Man, oh my God."
He'll just go along with it, too. You're nice about it. Like, we were at a Seahawks game in Seattle, and we were in a...
Seahawks, man.
Thank you. That's my team.
I'm stoked on them.
Dude, they're right. This is...
It never serves you to pledge allegiance to a sports team, but fuck it, I don't care. I love them.
Thank you, buddy. So we were there, and everybody was like, "Dude, Wee Man," and they were so stoked that Brad, like, their faces were so excited that he just couldn't let them down, and he was just like, "What's up, guys?"
Yeah, because, like, I can't, like, it's like slap him in the face and be like, "There's no Santa, bitch."
Yeah.
you don't want to do that.
What you said afterwards, just to be a dick.
So you got material about this, I assume.
Oh, yeah. And
the material's working for you.
Yeah, and I did get material. One of the jokes is, like, why do I have to look, like, why can't I look like Peter Dinklage? Why can't they think I'm that guy? Rather, they think I'm the guy that they can kick in the balls and toss in a shopping cart. And it's a compliment. So they walk up. And that shit happens to me. Like, people will be on the street, and they'll just, like, pick me up and just be like, "Oh, you like this shit." And then, like, take a photo. I'm like, motherfuckers. So
how does Wee Man become a part of the group? Is that, like, are you guys, like, we need a dwarf to kind of balance out?
It was a skateboard magazine.
That's all you guys need, yeah?
Yeah, so, I mean, Wee Man's is... Yeah, skateboarding brought us together, but...
Sure.
I'm just so jazzed about this podcast being, like, fresh and not, like, the same fucking bullshit all over again.
Of course, dude. What's the same bullshit?
How did it all start?
We don't have to ask. I mean, yo, here's the thing, though. We are genuinely curious, but we're also not going to do that that's...
Well, I mean, a lot of...
You have Wikipedia for that shit.
In the defense of a lot of people, they don't know fucking shitty it is. But this is a podcast that I'll certainly... Be tweeting out.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Well, thank you, buddy. Man.
I'll be putting that shit out.
Well, dude, your story, I mean, it's pretty...
it's been pretty goddamn juicy.
Well, the stories have been great. But no, your actual, like, life, dude, like, the shit that you... those specials exist for a reason on you. And it's, like, to see the shit you... also, like, the way you challenge, like, it's David Blaine-esque to me, because, like, you're challenge, like, David Blaine is all about, that guy fascinates me because he challenges his body. Like, he's genuinely curious at the limits you can push yourself.
Sure.
And I think you've got that in you. And it's not just you, like, putting a firecracker out of your ass is one thing, but, like, some of the shit you do is really, like, on a certain level, you know, I don't know if brilliant, but, like, fucking astounding, because it's like you're
totally couldn't pay attention. I started composing the firework email for the YouTube.
Are you forgetting these videos, dude?
What's that?
Do you forget about that one? You got to put that one up, too.
I don't want to put anything that's not that. I don't want to recycle any old shit.
Mm-hmm.
Even though. Whatever.
But like,
I'm gonna make one little greatest hits video.
You've got
of footage that I own.
Do you go back and watch any of the old stuff, or is it too? Do you just?
Yeah, I don't really have a need to. But
yeah.
But that'll be another MGK one, because he's got that Wild Boy song. It's so good.
Oh yeah.
And this Friday I'll be on stage with him.
Oh, yeah?
At his concert in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
That's going to be amazing.
Which is, it's going to be the first time that I've ever even been on stage with him when he performed that song.
Wow.
People are going crazy, and I'm going to, like, I'm looking to make a, you know, an I'm a Wild Boy live concert music video with my greatest hits edited throughout.
Dude, that's going to be killer.
It's a fucking banger.
Now,
banger.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Are you going to run into his fist? Like you did, like you did Mike Tyson's.
No, man, I'm done with that. I got that I can close the book on that pretty happily.
That was insane, by the way. Dude.
That's a nice little like thing to say that you did. I mean, that's a fucking like.
How many people can say Mike Tyson broke their nose?
I know, man.
But now I'm interested as a comic. When you did, were you asked to do that roast? Did they come to you?
I think that
that was the roast of Charlie Sheen, right?
I can't. I'm not sure. I know that I have the same agent or. Before that, I had the same agent as Mike Tyson.
Okay.
And, nice. And yeah, I don't know if I was on if the agency submitted me or if the other way around. But
sure.
What a cool opportunity,
dude.
Yeah.
I remember the night before the taping, like Charlie Sheen had a special party for everybody, like to come over and just so that everybody could say that they'd met beforehand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, that's helpful, right? To get a little bit of camaraderie before you do it.
I mean, he's just a cool dude, you know. And so, and then we're at this fucking crazy house. And it was his manager's house. He lives next door to him in an easily fucked up house.
Right.
And, you know, he came over, introduced himself, to, you know, and like,
Steve-O, how are you? Nice to see you. I got Major League on DVD for you.
Well, no, what it was you know, we were like kind of bonding over both having had like pretty like visible public downward spirals. Granted, I was like broadcasting, like, you know, in real time, my personal downward spiral on MySpace for the benefit of you know, an audience.
Sure.
Nothing quite like Charlie Sheen, but he just had this one thing to say. It was just like, man, you know, you and me, dude, when we go down in flames, we do it big.
Wow. Now, but,
like, I don't know if those are the words, but
now,
did go down in flames, like, you know, like we do go down in flames and we're epic or something like that.
Oh, yeah, now, I'm sure he had some
like,
great
dude,
phrasing.
You know,
dude.
Like,
did
fuck.
You counter with, just so you know, Charlie, I actually went down in flames. Like, I lit my head on fucking fire. Right. So I one upped you on that one.
He's like, you are the original Tiger's Blood.
The morning of my intervention, like, you know, the day of my intervention, one of the last videos I posted was, like, I set my all my pubic hair on fire.
I had a buddy do that in high school a lot, and
like,
people love it.
Kill George W. Bush. Burn the Bush. Kill him. Burn him. Like,
so there was a message.
So, hey, man,
who says Steve-O's not political?
Yeah, exactly. Get the message to the people. He tries to apply that to the youth. He knows that the young people aren't watching C-SPAN, so he lights his bush on fire.
So what happened with that video?
I think it was fine, but I don't know. I think it was okay.
Dude, people love that. But a kid in my basketball team in high school, every basketball camp, every team would come into a room. He'd spray with hairspray, light it on fire. I've never laughed so hard in my entire life. Crying laughter.
Something about fire. I had a friend like
he called it flaming pubes, FP. Every year it was like, you going to go see FP tonight? Everyone was like, yeah, dude, room 206.
This podcast is making me feel like people are telling me that I just have to fucking do my own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This like,
is this making you feel like you want to?
Yeah, part of me like coming over here was like, you know, fuck, I want no wonder, you know.
Yeah, you don't know what we're gonna do.
I don't know what it's about. Like, I wonder why did I fucking say I'll do this, you know? Like, I don't know what I'm getting myself into, but I thought like, man, fuck, you know, maybe I can kind of like figure out how. Like, that looks like a pretty fucking.
It's legit, man.
Complex
we spent maybe I'd say maybe $1,500 on all this stuff. The mics are the best.
What's up,
mics.
What are all those? Do you have to like take a class to learn how to work all those knobs?
A guy from Guitar Center. I became friends with him.
So he just set it on dummy mode.
Yeah, exactly.
I had come over and set it for me. Oh, I go, yeah. Don't fucking live. We can't touch it. Yeah,
that's good. That's right.
But I know how to do all the GarageBand shit, and like we had him fuck with some levels. I know how to export it and all that. You know, I figure out enough.
Is it like posting a fucking video to YouTube? Like, is it
dude,
that,
it's
that
pretty
simple?
Easy once you figure it out. Yeah, I can even show you. You get all this shit, but it's worth it, man. And the you know the mics and the we got a board so we could have multiple plugins.
You're always on the show.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're always so yeah. It's a big deal. Fucking
yeah.
The headliner shit.
Sure. Well, that and it,
you didn't do comedy the other night.
I went up a couple after you.
Oh, okay, man. Yeah, you're shit faced, dude.
Was I?
Yeah, you. You're a shit face like fucking shake my hand 15 times shit face.
Wow. That's Steve-O telling you were fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, I mean, whatever. Maybe not 15, but it was like
two.
I mean, no.
Man, all right. Maybe I was a little drunk, yeah.
I mean, whatever.
I get very shaky.
I'm not mad at you.
Hand shaky, yeah.
I'm not mad at you.
I get very
friendly. That, but that's a giveaway, you know? It's like when, okay, we've done that. We've done that.
Also, the long embrace when you hug, like you're like, and
that's
too many
fine.
Pats.
That's fine. But I had a good time that night, man. And it was a good little practice round for
the axes.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Yeah. I gave it no thought, and I'm sure that the TV.
How do you like performing in LA? Because obviously, people who make the transition from not known as doing stand up to doing it, there's obviously more eyes on you in LA because it's one of the meccas for it. And there's a lot more judgment from comics. And
I mean, for the most part, there's not. But
people are supportive. You felt.
For the most part, yeah. But I mean, you were there the one of the time when I was there, and I'm not going to say like names or anything, but you know, I went up there at the Improv the time before. Were you there?
Yeah.
And I was like, "Fuck, man, I'm going to come up and try some new material." And it was some good. All right.
Yep.
It wasn't a bad set. I mean, that shit's gotten way better since then.
Totally.
But this guy, and I mean, it's not my prerogative to name him, but this guy gets on stage after. And just like foregoes his own set, just doesn't even bother telling
just
any jokes
on.
Just to fucking, you know, to try and trash me. He's like, he gets on stage and he's like, "Dude, I just give up, man. Like I mean, I just don't care anymore, you know, like this thing that I feel is my calling." And like, he's like you know, he says "I just don't care anymore. We have a Screech, Dustin Diamond is doing stand up now." He's like he said and named someone else, I can't remember who, and he says, "We just saw Steve-O try some new material." He says, "These people what I consider my calling in life, these people consider a last resort." And it was just like, there's nothing fucking funny about it.
And that comic, by the way, was John Panette. That's who did, yeah. And then he goes, "And I will not fuck that girl." And you're like, "Well, she's not going to fuck you, John." So.
And then he just went on to
trash. Yeah, that's fucked up.
He just went on, he took his anger and just directed it towards like this poor girl sitting at a table in the front row, just berating her. You know, like, she wasn't even doing shit. It's just like, the dude was so angry.
Yeah, he clearly had some other shit going on because
he And then the fucking, you know, I'm sitting next to her. I was, you know, just watching the rest of the show.
Yeah.
You know, like, whatever. I mean,
you generally enjoy to watch comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fucking hanging
You're
out.
You're a fan.
I'm hanging out right by the sound booth.
Yeah.
The fucking guy comes over, like, to go thank the sound guy or something, and then awkwardly notices I'm sitting right there, kind of takes a beat, and then turns to me and he goes, "Just so you know, what you're doing isn't taken lightly."
Jesus!
Oh, and I'm like, did this fucking
like an 80s sitcom threat?
Did this fucking...
"Hey, dude, you're not welcome around Bayside."
"Go make like a fucking tree
Come on,
and get out of here."
sweep the leg.
Like
sweep Steve-O's leg.
Like some drug PSA.
He's like... I'm like, did this fucking asshole just like... I mean, I wish that like at the moment I just said, "Wow, you know, interesting choice to not tell jokes while you were on stage."
Yeah,
you know?
Dude, yeah. Way to let me ruin your night.
And,
right.
And interesting choice to throw away your own set because you're so threatened by me, you know?
Totally. Yeah, that's what it is.
I gave it some thought and I was like, you know, I mean, it's just like... The dude's got some. It's
other
not,
stuff. You just have to feel bad
me.
For somebody like that when they.
It's not
sure.
me, but with that said, for the most part, that's just not been the norm, you know.
Sure.
And if comics have come on stage after me and taken a shot at me, generally it's been fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean,
here's the thing too about
that's
it.
At least
make it funny.
Yeah. If it's funny, then great.
Sure.
Right.
That's awesome.
And that is great that you are being able to be self-deprecating and allow for and know that what you're getting into is like...
I do it myself when I'm on stage, you know, when I'm thanking the crowd at the end of the show.
But here's why you're having success and people are coming out. You're super likable on stage, which is a big part of it, right? People like... Yes, dude. And you are naturally funny. And
rigorously honest.
Yeah, dude, yes. But, dude, the material is only going to get better and come from doing it. Like, it's just like we both... Like, it's... You figure out your voice and your point of view from doing it. Like, there's no... So you're going to continue to write, dude, in another 3-4 years? Like, you're going to have a whole nother fucking perspective
it's
on shit?
Like, I'm ditching material left and right.
Exactly,
and,
dude.
You know,
Because you're getting better.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And more confident talk about shit.
To hear you guys laugh at jokes I've thrown away is what makes me feel
sure,
good.
Sure, dude.
No, yeah. And we'll tell you right now, we're not like the radio DJs that just laugh at whatever the comic says.
I get it.
Yeah, we have to. 100%. But one thing about whoever that guy was that said that shit is...
I'll tell you after.
Sure.
or
he's just jealous that he didn't get shit on by an elephant.
that was his life goal.
Yeah.
But like, you're undeniable in that you are out there every week. You're touring. You're not the guy that's like, oh, I'm going to fucking try stand-up and see how this goes. Like,
I dove into it. I've been working my fucking ass off.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, I don't know. I do that with everything.
How much of it? Sure. I know that your act was involved stunts, though, for a little bit, right?
Still do a couple, my two, best things is what I'm up to these days at the end. It's not as much about stunts anymore.
Yeah,
but I do I got a couple physical things I do at the end.
Fucking people love
dude,
it. Like
I'm not going to stop anytime.
No. And people love it. Like I do my closer for a long time was
I would in the head.
That's Wee Man hilarious. Shit. I don't steal.
Hilarious.
I don't steal his shit. But I can't do it.
I feel bad even saying
that. No, it's fine, bro. But I would give a woman a lap dance at the end of my show, and people told me that was crazy. Then I find out that Steve-O is lighting his head on fire at the end of his shows. I'm like, fuck.
I've seen footage of you doing that.
Oh, you have?
The lap dance. Yeah, you're pretty good at it.
Yeah, thank you, sir. But yeah, you lit your head on fire every night.
Oh, dude.
That way, that used to be the closer?
I have a bag of tricks, but I'll show you a picture of what I used to close with. Oh,
shit.
Oh my God! So funny.
I mean, I'm good buddies with Kevin and Bean over at K-Rock.
What the fuck, dude?
What's
all
that?
Right, we're gonna have to tweet that.
Whoa!
Out.
That's what?
Look at the curtains in the back.
Yo, your head to toe covered in fire.
Oh, just yeah, so it's a fire breathing front flip.
Just so
with lamp oil.
Yeah, just so our listeners get it. You're doing a flip onto a table that's on fire.
Just shirtless, just completely bare chested, and just
on fire,
engulfed in flames.
What the fuck?
On a rickety ass fucking folding table.
In one word, describe what that felt like.
Felt like every night.
Every night.
Dude, that's...
Yeah.
And like you were.
How do you walk away unscathed from that?
Wow.
That's a. Here's a video that doesn't really represent it as well because I'm using a book to.
What's this? Describe what you're seeing out of
it. He did a frontward flip.
With a sock on my dick.
and then combust into flames.
And the table
the flip.
Yeah. And the table was plastic, so it didn't break, but damn. Damn.
You can you? No, I know we're not going to address too much shit that that will seem that you've covered, but I do want to that first lighting your head on fire thing that got your name out there. At least just talk about
The first time it got
that
name
because
out
that
there
got
was,
you.
What got me out there about it was that I burnt the fucking skin off half of my face.
Right,
right.
That video is gnarly, by the way.
Yeah,
I don't know how that your face is.
That was
completely
for
back to normal.
Big Brother magazine. Is that what? Yeah.
I'm resilient to trauma. Just went to a chiropractor. He said, "Dude, you're fucking Keith Richards."
Yeah, dude.
But I mean, that is kind of true because I saw the video and your face is burnt
just
charred, man. You look like Seal's cousin.
Right.
But you're just standing there, "Hey guys, I think my face is burnt off."
Yeah,
you're not flipping out, any one of us would do.
Well, no, I was pretty fucking upset. That was a long time ago. Hey,
wow.
Dudes, I got a fucking jam.
We got a jam,
dude.
All right.
No worries. Wrap
jam,
this up,
but,
for sure.
Okay.
But for sure, text me, email me, whatever, and I'm going to fucking... I'm gonna say glowing things about this.
Dude, thank you so much, man.
Thanks,
buddy.
I'm out of my mind for fucking...
Do you want to plug your Twitter, your site, your dates?
Oh, yeah. Just if you Google the official Steve-O website, everything you need is right there.
Perfect. And your
awesome,
Twitter's
man.
At Steve-O, I think, right?
And Twitter's at Steve-O, Facebook / Steve-O.
You got to come back because we want to talk about Clown College next time.
Sure, man.
Thank you so much.
You heard the jokes I was telling about Clown College?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So good, man.
I'm so worried about them getting back to my cousin.
It will, and they'll love it. They'll love it.
I wonder because I got I'm wrestling with, do I do that on fucking live TV?
Why?
Why
the fuck not?
Why not?
Fuck. What, are you talking about New York?
At least I clear it up.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude, you do.
Yeah.
I clear it up that I don't know if that was ever said.
Can you tell our listeners what you're referring to?
It's the joke I say. I was going to clown college. My cousin was going to mortician school. And our mothers were intensely debating whose son was a bigger loser. And my mom's like, I totally win. My son wants to be a fucking clown. And her sister's like, yeah, my son's learning how to embalm dead bodies, and I'm pretty sure it's because he wants to fuck them.
That's not that bad. Right. Yeah, yeah. You could say that. Right.
Can you say clown on TV, but, though?
I don't know, man.
I describe introducing my cousin to Johnny Knoxville, and that gets a little more fucked up.
But. Yeah, but dude, those stories are what, like, I think you're starting to get comfortable to, like, talk about. Like, right.
They're so authentic.
You're not just telling the story, though. You're putting your own spin on it,
I tell the story, you know that fucking shit's true, too. So. Oh, yeah. So whatever
And that's why you're succeeding, is because you're not going up there telling some hack jokes that you thought might be funny. You're telling about your life, and you're being honest on stage. And people love that about you, man. Dude. People love it.
I love it, man. Hey, man,
we really appreciate you coming by.
I've enjoyed the shit out of this, man. Again, send me the link. And,
absolutely, buddy.
And consider it fucking well-reviewed.
Thanks, Steve.
Subscribe to his YouTube channel, everybody.
Yeah. Like, don't fuck around.
There you go.
All right, man. Signing off.
Steve, everybody. Bye,
Thank you so much. If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.